Remember how Butch McGregor came to admire General Collins' wise leadership and military skill and thus to stand more in awe of him? That's an extremely small and inadequate picture of how we can grow in reverential awe of God by coming to appreciate and admire his incomprehensible wisdom and skill. The concept of God's glory embraces much mystery that we cannot fully comprehend. We do know, however, that it includes the exaltation of his person and the display of all his splendor and wondrous perfections, including the perfection of his wisdom, as we discover it in his creation, in his providence, and in his redemption of lost men and women. The psalmist said, "How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures." Psalm 104:24. All creation is like an art gallery in which God displays the splendor of his wisdom, and Psalm 104 is like a directory to it. I encourage you to walk leisurely through this psalm, pausing at each display of God's workmanship to admire and worship him. And then take time to gaze upon the wonderful works of nature as you see them in real life. Consider the beauty and fragrance of the flowers, the exquisite nature of the butterfly, the stateliness of the horse, the cuddliness of the little puppy. Look up at the stars in their courses and at the sun sending forth its life-giving rays. In all the works of nature, let your mind dwell upon the glorious wisdom of God. God's providence is his constant care for and his absolute rule over all his creation, directing all things to their appointed end for his own glory. Note that his providence embraces two activities, caring for his creation and governing it. Both have his glory as their goal, and in both we see his wisdom. God cares for his creation. Psalm 104, which describes many facets of creation and states, "In wisdom you made them all," goes on to praise God's care over all of nature. We read that he makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for man to cultivate, verse 14, and that his creatures all look to you to give them food at the proper time, verse 27. His fatherly care is mentioned throughout Scripture. Here are a few examples. He himself gives all men life and breath. Acts 17:25. He supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. 2 Corinthians 9:10. He endows the heart with wisdom and gives understanding to the mind. Job 38:36. He teaches the farmer practical wisdom. Isaiah 28:23-28. From these last two passages and others, we can reasonably infer that all practical wisdom in every field of endeavor comes from God. It may come by way of parents, teachers,